Bob said something interesting to me when I asked him if he had seen the royal wedding on television. He said, no, I didn't. But was it Catherine Middleton, was her going into the church like she was going and ascending?
Oh, yeah. Is that what you're talking about, a comment I made?
Yes, yes.
I think that would be just quoting Ion since I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Well, now wait. Here
it was
you
a
go.
Wonderful symbol of ascension, if that was
well,
the case.
Well, slow down. Now,
mm-hmm.
easy.
Mm-hmm.
She was not coronated. She engaged in a royal wedding. Mm-hmm. However, she was loaned, not gifted, the original tiara or crown that Elizabeth wore.
Elizabeth, as in the Queen Elizabeth?
Do.
Which one? First or second?
I thought that was the Queen Mother's crown.
Oh, interesting.
Which Elizabeth? Oh. First or second?
It was Queen
Ion.
And her. And pass along.
Which Elizabeth Ion?
MJ speaking.
No, I'm speaking before him. I'm asking you. You said Elizabeth. Which Elizabeth's crown?
We're not answering until we hear from MJ.
It's both, Bob.
That's right. It was both. It was paid for
mm-hmm.
off the backs of the Brits for the Queen Mother, for Queen Elizabeth, the present Queen, loaned to Catherine
Ooh.
For her wedding.
Loaned
very good.
Soon, not gifted.
Okay, so
that
what is this?
Everything.
Well, what does that tell us? What?
Just
what do you mean everything? It tells me about Strontium 99? It tells me about the pendant? It tells me about 20? No, so we get fucking just specific.
Take a Xanax. What it says is that
25 or 50.
this ain't tailgate, fuck MJ. This is not tailgate where you wander around and I don't say nothing. This is we're trying to present something with perception here, so get on board.
Okay, I am on board. What that refers to is how well received Catherine Middleton is into the family. That's what I'm trying to say.
Inconsequential.
Ooh.
Is it? Yeah.
Absolutely inconsequential.
So she's just a breeder.
Now, we didn't say that. We didn't say that.
Okay.
The question was, say it again so we can palm her so we can get somewhere.
So is she just a breeder?
No. So the prefaced question that ushered that response, this is very McLuhan-esque, was...
Why is she so well received into the family? Was that the question?
Or is she that well received? Is there a connection to the family?
As
and we said it's inconsequential, meaning she may be more received than the sitting monarchy now.
More received by whom?
The monarchy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And that's not the whole monarchy. We're not looking at the whole monarchy as well, so.
That's right.
Oh.
Which monarchy are you speaking of?
Well, how many monarchs are in a monarchy, darling?
One.
Good. Is the one monarchy inclusive of all, including the House of Mountbatten?
Mountbatten?
Do.
So Mountbatten, are they German or?
They are, but then most of the royals are they not?
That's true.
Just so we're clear.
Mm. Are all the houses in Europe, the monarchs in Europe, are they all intermarried with each other? Is that how they keep things?
Not intermarried, but certainly interbred.
Interbred.
Why did you make the distinction of the tiara that Catherine wore was loaned to her but not given to her?
Well, it's significant because it had to do with perceived worthiness of the procession of the crown jewels, which are no longer within the confines of the queen's Kiskasay property.
Ooh, so the queen does not own the crown jewels anymore.
She most certainly does not.
So the state owns the crown jewels?
Well, who is the state? To add a degree of separation.
Has she sold the crown jewels to a foreign interest?
They are not for sale.
They are not for sale. So do they? Are they actually owned by the British people, the government?
Parliament has no control over the crown jewels and the wealth held there within.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Who is in control? Who has the crown jewels? If not,
well, the easiest way to say that without being nebulous, which we have been accused of, is the monarchy.
But not the British monarchy.
Oh no, no, not at all.
There's also the crown agents as well, which has been around for quite some time.
The crown who?
Crown agents. It's like a corporation that I think that works within the city of London.
We think that's just delicious that an actual watcher would make such an astute, perceptive notion.
It's a registered corporation. It's to me, it's all, you know, just, I don't know. It's
the family
firm.
Just
stuff I've looked up. No, it's not the family firm. It's very separate.
No.
If you just look up crown agents, they're
important. What is it? Like, you don't finish your sentence, MJ. What is it? Say it. Finish it.
I've taken way too much information to get into the details of it. I'm telling you what the crown
agents
are.
You're taking way too much information
to get into the fucking details.
The details are way too much information. Just define it simply. What
Come
is
on,
this thing?
Palmer Kelly.
Okay. why don't you just Google it up on your Looky Box? It's right there in front of you.
No, you're here to contribute. Ion's contributing information. You save us time. Ion's saving us time. You tell us what you claim you know.
And the Crown agents have, are incorporated. And I think they've been around since, like, what, probably the late 19th century or the late 18th century. And, yeah, they take care of stuff. But I have a kettle boiling. Bob, how would McLuhan?
Right. So you got a situation here, MJ, where we're discussing the TV image, and that's the McLuhan Quadrant. But we were in the LaRouche Quadrant about finding out who owned the Crown agency or who was it. The who-ness is the LaRouche Quadrant. The McLuhan Quadrant.
You don't know anything about the Crown Agents, do you? To tell you the truth, Ed's got a lot of information on them. Let's see here.
Who's got a lot of information on them?
Ed. Information firm.
Okay, here is LaRouche. The title. This is from the Executive Intelligence Review, and Carol just found this. Just go up, Carol. It's called The British Monarchy's Direct Links to BAE. And BAE was the big Saudi arms deal scandal that came out a couple of years ago. And LaRouche is on that like a bad habit, trying to bring down the British crown. So it says here, the article's by Dean Andromedis. I actually met him back in the 80s. Investigation into the apparatus which spawned the gigantic BAE, Saudi arms deal, have turned up a direct link to the British royals. The connection runs into a, quote, emanation of the crown. This is, quote, emanation of the crown called Crown Agents, that's capital C, capital A, a quasi-private arm of the monarchy that has handled a wide range of government support functions for British crown colonies around the globe from 1833 forward. A definitive study of Crown Agents was published by the Executive Intelligence Review, that's LaRouche's magazine, in 1997, and it was called The Coming Fall of the House of Windsor. I actually have a copy of that. And they reprint that section from the report below. And then here's the details in the intro. The specific point of continuity centers around Sir John Cuckney, C-U-C-K-N-E-Y, who was brought in to reorganize Crown Agents in the mid-70s. He spun Milbank Technical Services out of Crown Agents into the Ministry of Defense and also assumed responsibility as the chief advisor on overseas arms sales to the new Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. She came in 1979. When put into the Defense Ministry, Milbank Technical Services takes on the name International Military Service, or IMS, which is organized as a, quote, private company whose shares are owned totally by the Secretary of State for Defense. It's almost like talking with the Federal Reserve, but in the world of defense. From the Ministry of Defense, Cockney laid the groundwork for the Al Yamama deal, although he left in 1985 before the final negotiations were completed by his replacement, Sir Colin Chandler. Chandler himself came into the Defense Ministry from BAE Systems, probably a British company, where he maintained his post. At the ministry, he headed the Defense Export Services Organization while chairing the IMS. Now here's a little bit about the clown. So far, Ion, is that accurate, what the EIR has posted here?
Suits us.
Okay. Crown agents, the Queen's managers. Crown agents, officially known as Crown Agents for Overseas Governments and Administration, occupies a nondescript office block in Surrey in the suburbs of London. According to its literature, Crown Agents, so it's a hidden ground, okay, this is a hidden ground in the LaRouche Quadrant. Crown Agents is a not-for-profit private corporation which carries out mundane logistical and administrative subcontract work for the British Overseas Development Administration and various development agencies and foreign governments. This is typical British understatement, i.e. strategic deception. Crown Agents is exactly what its name implies, an agent of Her Majesty the Queen. It was founded in 1833. Now, that's before Queen Victoria. Right, Ion? I think she's 1837. As Crown Agents for the colonies, it goes on. So
didn't
back
I hear
to you,
Ion say 1730?
Three.
No, I didn't.
Yes, 1733.
What happened there?
The incorporation and the date started, but that's where, you know.
No, wait a minute, Ion. Ion, you're saying that the Crown Agents started in 1733?
Do.
Yeah, they have here, LaRouche has 1833, so that's 100 years
wow.
off.
He remains incorrect.
Okay, so is what LaRouche generally saying, does that fit the topic of what MJ is bringing up, the Crown Agents?
Not so much.
Well, so what are you saying about the Crown Agents, MJ?
Well, we were talking about the jewelry and the like, who could have control over these things. I'm saying it would, to me, in my mind, says, yeah, it'd be the Crown Agents would be all over this in everything that goes on with the monarchy.
Could the Saudi monarchy be owning
I don't know how else to explain it for you, like, honestly.
Okay, come on, keep it simple. So, Ion, are you saying that the Crown Agents own the jewels, the crown jewels?
That's what MJ said. We didn't say that.
Okay, so
I don't think I said that either. I didn't say that.
Don't worry about it. Let's not worry. Just try to find out something, MJ. Stay on fucking topic here for a minute. And now, here's the thing. Ion is pointing out that there's the owners of the crown jewels, and it's not the queen. So, pursue that.
Would it be the Saudi monarchs that own the crown jewels?
Well, if you look at how those jewels were actually collected, you could certainly make a connection to that end, but not necessarily.
Could they be collateral to the Saudis for other things?
Well, that's only if you gauge that forfeiture within the Bank of England has been established as the writ of habeas corpus, that they are no longer sovereign.
Ooh. And what exactly does that mean?
You were just pointing out the position that in order for your premise to be applied, you'd have to establish that the Bank of England was insolvent.
Is the Bank of England insolvent?
Ask Bob.
Bob, is the Bank of England insolvent?
I don't know.
I don't keep up on that stuff.
Wasn't there just a subdivision of the German and Austrian houses that still continue?
You mean Prussia?
I did not mean Prussia, but is that your...
Are you including Prussia?
Yeah, the House of Goth, and that continues. The Queen isn't even in charge of the entire... You know, she's a subdivision of the larger house.
Do you mean Prussia?
Prussia.
The Kingdom of Prussia. Yes.
Yes. Correct.
Correct.
So Prussia owns the crown jewels?
Do.
Interesting.
Is that why they were only loaned to Catherine to wear versus given to her? Because the Queen Mother doesn't have them to give away.
The Queen doesn't have them to give, correct.
Right.
Hey, Sue, since Zion's pushing the envelope, I'll give you a little hint. The Prussians, or in Prussia, is one of the few quadrillionaires in the world.
Oh, yes.
And they go way back.
And are they part of the monarchy?
Well, they probably own the monarchy.
They are pre-monarchy.
Pre-monarchy.
Bob, if they keep going, they're going to land up at Saint Martin, aren't they?
Yeah, and Saint Germain. We're talking about the hidden ground on the chemical body level, LaRouche Quadrant here.
Hmm.
Now, is that McLuhan-esque?
Bring it to the McLuhan Quadrant, and we'll see. Pull us a pin tad, Bob.
Apply the laws.
I wanted to know if the crown came from Elizabeth I, it was passed through. Is the crown considered crown jewels, part of the crown jewels, Ion?
Those stored in the Tower of London, yes.
But the tiara, the crown that's put on the monarch, that is not considered part of the crown jewels.
It most certainly is part of the crown jewels.
So we're talking about this is one of the crown jewels, and it started at the time of 400 or 500 years ago with Queen Elizabeth I?
This particular crown came from the Queen Mother.
Where did she get it from?
She had it made.
All right, for Elizabeth, when she was going to be crowned in 1952?
Do.
Okay, so it comes from the Queen Mother. So the significance of it goes to her, Queen Elizabeth, and was it loaned to Queen Elizabeth II?
No.
So it's her property. It was given to her. And so she loaned it to Catherine.
Except it was already included in what you call the archives of the crown jewels. So there was some shifting that went about going on here that placated that dimensional ownership into another place.
Right. So there was a problem moving it from the Queen Mother, who gave it to Queen Elizabeth. There was a problem from Queen Elizabeth to whoever the new queen would be.
Do. But it's not been said that she's the new queen. Catherine is just the new potential queen mother.
Oh, yeah, she's not, she can't be queen. So the interesting thing is we're talking about crown jewels, and you bring up what was put on Catherine's head, and it turns out it's not a crown that a queen wears, it's some other kind of crown.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just an impression. Ian says it just for the impression of her, I guess, wearing a tiara on her head when she got married. The general public views that as she had the crown tiara on her head. But the background is that it was just loaned to her when usually maybe is gifted.
Okay, Ian, how many crowns are part of the crown jewels? Of everybody.
237.
Okay, he got 237 crowns. And all of them are owned by the Prussians? Some Prussian entity? Ion?
Owned or controlled.
Okay, owned or controlled. One of those 237 crowns was stuck on little Catherine Middleton's head.
No, that was not a crown. That was a tiara.
The tiara is part of the crown jewels.
Nope.
So it wasn't even a crown jewel thing that you're bringing up here.
But it is now.
What'd you say, Ian?
It controls. It has crown jewels inside it.
Oh, okay. So it was made.
The royal jeweler made it from crown jewels.
Right. So it was crown 237?
No. There's been others in and out.
Been others made since then. So the Queen Mother makes it for the Queen, and is it the crown that went on her head in 1952 in the public ceremony?
No.
Okay. So we're now talking about Catherine gets a crown.
No,
figure out
she
what this crown.
Tiara.
Yeah, figure out what this is. Does that help us understand what the crown agents are?
I don't think so. Maybe.
All right, so let's drop that. She had some kind of stupid sub-crown put on her head, a tiara.
It's called a tiara. It's not a sub-crown, Bob. It's a tiara.
Yeah. All right. Is a tiara equal to a crown?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
But it has jewel, but it has jewels in it. And you got to remember when, I'm not sure, maybe I'm looking too deeply into this, but I understand.
That's silly. What do you mean looking too deeply? Come on. Well, why wouldn't you look real deep? What are you doing it for?
Okay, no, you just threw me.
Look deep.
Crown.
Look deep.
Okay, I will. I'll look deep, okay? The crown jewels don't mean necessarily a jewel that is in a crown. The crown has tons and tons of jewels. Like, the term crown
orbs,
jewels does not refer...
scepters, great big, remember the original Torchwood, diamonds,
yeah, orbs and scepters. Yeah, orbs, scepters, and diamonds are the crown jewels. Now, you got some question, MJ?
No. I'll comment.
You don't have any? You don't? Do you know who the crown agents are, MJ?
Well, yeah. Well, just to verbatim, like to tell you to regurgitate all of them. Do I know that the prime minister is a crown agent or connects to the crown agents through Oxford? Yeah. But
how do you know that? Is that true? Ask Ion if it's true. Whatever you fucking know, ask Ion if he agrees with you.
Ask Ion everything. I know what I know.
No, you don't know what you know. This is the McLuhan Quadrant, MJ. We explore what we don't know. Ignorance to get ahead. Okay? So you don't bring in what you know. You just pretend you don't know something and have us and Ion explore it. This is how you probe.
Okay. Thanks. Well, tell us more about the Crown Agents.
No, ask a question. You can't order the dog to do tricks. He won't do it. You've got to evoke it.
Evoke, okay.
This is how you work this new environment.
I'm learning.
So is the Prime
Bob.
Minister what would be considered a Crown Agent, Ion?
Nope.
Do the Crown Agents own the Crown Jewels?
Yep.
Do the Crown Agents represent the Prussians or are the Prussians?
There is no difference.
Okay, so we now know it's Prussia. All right, that's where you look. So what'd you say, Tina?
Based on the article you read, they're managers of Crown activities and business.
Yeah, which probably is not true the way LaRouche said it there. It's not what the Prussians are doing. Is there an accuracy, Ion, in what LaRouche said the Crown Agency does, or is there, don't even go with the description I read into the record?
Yeah, LaRouche is, he's drunk on his own liquor.
All right, so he's got a few nouns correct, but the details are not worth knowing.
Then that's indicative of that quadrant, isn't it?
Yep. Okay, so... we go towards the Prussians.
Otherwise,
now, how the heck...
you'll never survive past 2012 if you do the Lindy Long.
That's right. So how would the Prussians, you guys should probe, who the hell are these Prussians? Where do they come from?
Prussia.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Prince George Frederick in charge of the Prussians?
Nope.
Who's
part of them, but not in control.
Matthew, who's that, Prince George Frederick?
He is the head of the House of Hohenzollern,
yeah,
which is the extension of Wilhelm I, which was a German emperor after he was king of Prussia, and after, you know, anything German, you just get into the United States.
What year was Wilhelm land?
Wilhelm died 1888.
He's the father of the Kaiser. Does that fit?
He is father.
Nikolai. Don't forget Nikolai.
Right. So.
Third.
Nikolai.
Father of who?
Nikolai.
Okay. So Ion, is this the way the breadcrumbs to Stuttgart?
How very fabulous. Good.
Yeah, Stuttgart. Which Ion occasionally mentioned. He has occasionally mentioned on cash flow. He put it right out there.
Who was that?
And what is Stuttgart?
The city in Germany.
Prancing horse.
Old, old city. So Stuttgart must represent the banking houses that were Prussia but now are part of Germany.
Oh.
That's right. You can always put an O in there. So
well,
the German.
Well, I said O because yeah. What if it were just the opposite as you portray?
Oh, no, that can happen. Just as in China, you got the German government, just like the Chinese government doesn't run the show. As in China, so in Germany. The Prussians do.
Well, you jumped off the wagon, Bob. Get
No. China has...
What does that have to do with the damn crown jewels and the Prussians?
The quadrillionaires in China are more powerful than the Chinese government. When you say it's reversed and Prussia is more powerful than the German government, then that's the same ratio. The quadrillionaires of Prussia...
Wait, we're speaking specifically of the banking institution in Stuttgart.
Yeah, okay. And that is... Would you say that's part of Germany, Stuttgart?
Not the banking concern
okay,
for the
right.
entire country, no.
Right. Okay, so that's...
Where does Prussia... How do they come to be financed and become what they are?
Well, that would go back to Saint-Martin.
Ah, yeah.
Do you know how to spell Saint-Martin, Tina?
Saint-Germain.
Tiny.
No. S-T... M-A-R-T-N, St. Martin. That's what I am saying, St. Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N.
In France.
En français. Yeah.